Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of the Event Technique Podcast. This is the show where we help you create more success in the exciting and often challenging world of nonprofit events. I am your host, Jill Coomer, and I am an author and serial entrepreneur with over 25 years' experience in the hospitality and nonprofit industries. I created this podcast because I know how much you have riding on each and every event you do. As the adage goes, you're only as good as your last event. On every show, I'll share not only some powerful nuggets and information on how you can make your next event even more successful, but because I know how busy you are, I'm going to do it in a mere 9 minutes. On today's show, I would like to shed some light on walking your event. Granted, that sounds sort of odd. Walking your event, what does that mean? It does not mean sitting at your desk and going through the event in your mind. What it does mean is going to the venue, generally by yourself, and walking the event start to finish. That means from the minute you get out of your car or leave it with valet, come in through the front entrance, escalators, elevators, whatever it is, go to coat check, go to registration, find out where the reception is, all those little details that can drive guests crazy. Things like no signage, things like we need to add more signage, all those different components that figure into what's going to make the guest have a great experience and want to come back. Because at the core of it all, if your guest is unhappy with any element that goes on that evening, the chances of them coming back, particularly if they don't have a vested interest in the organization, are very slim. So you need to address all of those tiny, minute details that drive people crazy. Okay? So let's think about some of those. Let's start with what happens when you get out of the car. The first thing they're going to want to know is where are they going? Do they go up an escalator? Is there an elevator they have to take? Or do they walk right into the venue? If you don't have proper signage, the guest is never going to know that. So you'll either need somebody at the door to direct people, or you will need a significant amount of signage, generally far more than what you originally thought. Your registration is also another area that can occasionally, in fact, more times than not, be a problem. Long lines, disoriented or confused volunteers, all those different things that figure into registration where it can go south on you in a hurry. Most of the time, by the time the event's been underway for 10 or 15 minutes, those volunteers know what they're doing. But initially, they get a few seconds of training. All of a sudden, they're on the job and they're checking people in. Oftentimes, they will be the first person that a guest will see as they come into your event. If they appear disorganized, confused, they don't have the proper information, that reflects badly on not only the organization, but on you as the event planner or the development director. You have to be organized from the minute they come in the door. It's so important. Once they get in the door and you have them registered, then where do they go? Is it off to a reception? Is it directly into a hotel ballroom? All those different things need to be figured into it, and you can really get your head around it as you're walking through the event and viewing the event from the eyes of the guest. Consistently, event planners do not do this. They will look at the event as they're sitting at their desk and go through it in their head. Another issue that often comes up, and this isn't necessarily from the event, from the guest point of view, but it's from the photography point of view. You need those pictures. Your organization needs those pictures. If you make it difficult for a photographer to get what they need in order to be able to do their job, it again reflects poorly on you and on your organization. Let's think about an example. Your photographer comes in and you need specific board photographs. You want your entire board there. This is the one time they're all going to be together. They're all dressed up. Let's take a picture. Okay, first question is, where are we going to do that? So you spend a minute or two kind of wandering around looking to see where the best spot is to take this photograph. You may have to move furniture. You may have to adjust people in the as you're setting them up. All those different things, that all takes time. Your photographer may not be there all night, especially if it's somebody who is from the press. They want to get in, take their pictures, and get out. So if you are not together when they arrive, that's not going to be a good thing. It's going to waste people's time. The board members want to get on with the evening and do what they need to do. Your photographer has another event or two or three to go to that night, and they can't fool around with this stuff. So that's why it's really important to know exactly how the event is going to unfold. Where are you going to take those specific photographs that you need? You know the ones I'm talking about, the kind where you're going to put them on social media and they're going to go everywhere. They're going to go on your website. Those are going to be the pictures of your honorees, if you have one, your board, your chair people, all those sorts of photographs that you really need to have. And here you are at the event going, well, you know, we could do it over there, but we'll need to move some furniture first. Things like that that drive you crazy. Now, granted, we haven't walked through the entire event yet, and we're only talking about photography. But essentially, that sort of detail is what's going to make your event really, really rock. That's super important. Please don't overlook that, okay? You'll be a lot happier, and you'll get much better press coverage if people coming in from the press know that you are organized, you've got it together, this is what you want, these are the people you need photographs of, and so on. That's how you make it easy peasy, okay? As you continue to walk through the event, take a look closely at how your dining room is set up or how the ballroom is set up. Are the tables wide enough apart? Do you need to make some adjustments? Things like that. Make notes as you're walking through the venue. Even if the space is empty when you're doing your walkthrough, you still make notes from the perspective of being a guest. Is it tough to get to the silent auction? Is it tougher still to check out? And that's a whole nother talk show. That's another thing that makes it incredibly difficult, but we'll talk about that on a further episode. Anyway, going back to the layout of the ballroom, is it easy for your honorees and guests to get to the podium, to get to the stage? Where are you going to take those photographs? Again, it comes back to those photographs. Everybody wants to take the picture and get it on Instagram. So how many people are you going to have standing up there to take photographs? All of that stuff figures into walking your event. It is one of the most crucial things that an event planner, a development director, an event coordinator needs to do. So please don't overlook that. You will be so much happier if you follow all those details and you pay attention to your notes and trust your gut. If your guests are going to be uncomfortable, it's not going to bode well for the organization or you as the development director or the event planner. Lots of things also going on with the Event Technique. Please make sure to check out the Event Technique website, which is theeventtechnique.com. Check out the new book that's out there. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think about everything. I would love to hear from everybody. So on that note, have an awesome day. Go out and make your event absolutely spectacular because I know you can. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on The Event Technique Podcast.